Can we do another like moment of silence so I can get out of the way here? So I'm Kendra, I'm an addict. My clean date is 11/5/12. Not my first clean date, but the one that is the most important to me today. Always an honor and a privilege to be asked to share. I love this retreat, as I've heard every other speaker say this morning and afternoon. By far and away, this is my favorite place to be. I love being out here in the middle of the woods with like all of my friends, all of my family. There's just something very calming about it. It calms my spirit, and it's definitely where I need to be right now with everything going on in my life. When I was asked to speak about this topic, More Will Be Revealed, I kind of laughed because much the same as every time I open that book, something new comes, like, pops out at me. At different catch points in my life, if you would have caught me 3 months ago, 6 months ago, 9 months ago, this topic would have meant something completely different to me than it means to me today and right now. I took pictures of it on my phone because, like, my memory is absolutely horrible. And the biggest thing that stuck out to me was about complacency and about our real value is in being ourselves. So then, like, I thought about that for a brief moment. Like, our real value is in being ourselves. So, like, how do I find out who I am? And through the whole process of, like, coming into these rooms and meeting the women in my life and, like, working some steps, like, that's how I found out who I am. That is how I found out what my values are and found value in myself. And that is one of the things that helps me with complacency. Because I know who I am today. Like, I know what my deal breakers are. I know what my values are. I know what my boundaries are. And I hold true to those boundaries even when it's uncomfortable, especially when it's uncomfortable in every area of my life. And sometimes that creates a lot of conflict, and I don't really like conflict. So then I reach out and I ask for suggestions on how to deal with that. And sometimes, like, that gets really uncomfortable too. But, like, that's something else that I learned. Like, sometimes I have to get uncomfortable to get through some stuff. More will be revealed, like, it's a great topic. Like, I never thought I would be at where I am in my life today. I never thought whenever I first got here that I would accomplish the things I would accomplish. I never thought that I would go through the pain that I went through. And I never thought I would be where I am today, both good and bad included in all that. Like, when I came in here, like, all I wanted to do was to stop using. I wanted the pain to stop. That's it. I didn't want everything else to came along with it, all the blessings that came with it. I wasn't even focused on any of that. I just didn't want to use anymore. I didn't want to hurt anymore. I remember my first sponsor having me make this list of all these things that I wanted to achieve in recovery. And it was like this grandiose list of like these completely insane, tangible things. But never once, looking back on that list, like those things that I wanted, like, I've far surpassed all of those things. Like, the things that I value today are not the things I value back then. Like, I didn't value, like, an education. I didn't value a family. I didn't value close friendships. I didn't value, like, the employment that I have today. Like, I wanted a job, but I didn't want, like, the job that I have today and the field that I have it in. That wasn't even anywhere on my radar. I didn't think that, you know, going from being kicked out of school for not being able to pass any classes, like, I had, I think it was like a 1.4 GPA my first year in college, which is really hard to do, to graduating my master's program with a 4.0, which, again, is really hard to do. More will be revealed, like, things that I never thought would happen. Then to, like, come to, like, present day, like, I'm going through a lot of, like, medical issues right now. Again, like, more will be revealed because I don't know what they are. I don't know any resolve to it. But, like, I'm following through with everything. Like, I'm reaching out and I'm asking other women for suggestions. I'm asking other people for suggestions on, like, how to get through this, about how to work with not having questions answered, about how to keep going through day to day, like, because I was faced with, like, this huge dilemma of, you know, having this pretty intensive surgery, and like, how do I get through this? And then like, I'm quickly reminded that I have other individuals in my life that have gone through maybe not the exact same procedure, but very, very similar things in their lives. Like, how did you get through this? Like, I have to lean back on those suggestions, not be afraid to ask for suggestions, because like, these people are in my life and they're going to point me in the right direction. They're never going to give me a suggestion that's going to hurt me. That's never been my experience here. I might be unwilling to take that suggestion, which has been my experience in the past, but like, I'm not going to be hurt by any of it. I don't know, like, this has just been the craziest ride I've ever been on, and I know that in 3 more months, like, so much more is going to be revealed to me, but like, I also have to remain teachable and remain open-minded to see all those possibilities. And it's just fantastic. Like, everybody here shows me, like, I see so much hope with everybody and everything. Like, seeing people come in and, like, grow and, like, achieve things. Like, they keep reinforcing to me, like, just the power and magnitude of all of this. And, like, seeing how everybody's so interconnected. Like, just the love and the hope of all of this. It's just, it's mind-blowing and it's amazing to me. And, like, I love it. And I just don't like seeing Lisa cry.
Oh.
Like, like I was told early on too, like, this is the greatest show on earth, man. And like, I didn't believe it. And I heard like all those little catchphrases and stuff like that I hated about it being a process. But like, it really is a process. And the only way to like go through that process is to go through it. And then like, I go through it and I grow through it and I learn more about myself each time like I work through the steps. And that's where my value continues to grow, because I continue to learn more about myself and I continue to like solidify those values I have and like the morals that like I may or may not have had earlier in my life. And it's just a continual learning process for me. And I love it and I wouldn't trade it for anything. Like, that date that I have, like, I hold on to it with everything in me on a daily basis, because that's so important to me, because I've seen so many people around me struggle with so many different things, and, like, that falls back to complacency, because there was a point not too long ago where, like, I felt myself getting complacent, and I knew it was happening, and I could see it in so many different areas. I could see it in my recovery. I could see it in my work. I could see it in my, like, interaction with my kids. I could see it in my relationships with people. And I started saying it to people. Like, I had to get it out loud. And I had to ask for help. And that sucked. And it was so uncomfortable to say it to people. Like, you know, I don't feel connected. I feel so disconnected. I feel like I'm not in the loop. I feel like I'm not a part of any of this anymore. But by addressing that and putting it out there to people, like, they started trying to reel me back in and, like, held me more accountable and, like, gave me things to work on. And it really helped to, like, reel me back in and, like, give me that connection that, like, I so desperately needed. Because the last thing I want is to fall off the edge of this. I don't want to do that. And I don't want to go back to where I was before, because that was such a dark and isolated place. And I don't have to today. I just have to continue to, like, have that willingness to reach out, to ask for help, and to cling on to those people that I need and those people that are going to help me through. And I have so many amazing people in my life that have the willingness to do that. People that, you know, I could text or call in the middle of the night that will answer the phone for me, that will get back to me as soon as they can, because I have to remember that, like, I'm not the most important person in the world, contrary to what I think. Mm-hmm. Like, people have lives today, and they will get back to me because they love me and they care about me. And they'll get back to me because they love and care about me. But again, like, I'm not the center of anybody's universe, not even my own. And then there's always my default prayer, like, God is always there for me. And that is one thing I can always fall back on. I can always fall to my knees in prayer, and sometimes I'm real quick to forget that. I'm real quick to lose my connection with my higher power, especially whenever I'm facing troubling times, because I'm real quick to sit there and be like, throw in the towel and, you know, start to claim that, you know, like, well, if God really cared about me, he wouldn't be putting me through this, or he wouldn't make me face this, or he wouldn't be putting this on my plate, when I know that that's not true. But I like to throw that out there because, like, that's just how I'm feeling at that point in time. And I've also been taught that, like, my feelings aren't facts. You know, I don't have to act on every feeling and every thought that I have either. And these are all things that I've learned through staff work, through, you know, constant contact with my higher power, through communication with other people in recovery. Like, these people bring me through things. And, like, my higher power, like I said, is always there. And it's just continually refreshing that connection. Like, I've been refreshing my phone, like, 35,000 times since I got here. But the difference between my phone connection and my connection with my higher power is, like, that is only going to strengthen each time I reconnect it. And he's not going to give up on me. He never has. Never once has he turned his back on me, even though I've turned my back on him countless times. Like, he will never give up on me. And there's been so many women that have shown me that and have shown me, like, through everything that they've gone through, good, bad, and indifferent, like, their faith and their grace and their dignity that they've walked through these troubled times with, like, gives me so much hope and so much strength to go through everything that, like, I'm currently going through and I know I'm going to go through. Like, it's just such an empowering feeling. And my mind just completely went blank. So thank you guys for listening. And thank you guys for being there.